from Kenya. We had a wonderful meeting there, and the people responded real well. In Israel, I'm speaking to you from Israel, and we've had a wonderful time for the last two or three days here in Israel. We've only been here for several days, but we've had a wonderful time, and God's been good to us. We've met a few people here and had a chance to talk with them. I hope that everybody is real and enthused about doing something for God. I had a vision the other night, and in the vision, I was setting a pre-pole tent. As a matter of fact, I had a pre-pole tent already set and ready for revival. And in the area, the people did not seem to be very concerned around in the area about God. They didn't seem to have the right concern. It was just kind of nonchalant. But a brother came by in the vision, and I heard him talking to someone else. And he was real enthused about the meeting. And he had an insight somehow from God, and he made the statement. He said, with that tent, Brother Pike will take the throne. And it was obvious from what he said that God was really going to fill the tent up, even though the people were in a state of lethargy, that God was going to just fill the tent up and do a great thing. So I don't know exactly what it meant, but I am very concerned about as to the enthusiasm of the people there at the church and around the home front. I sure hope that you're stirred for God. And we'll soon be home, and of course when we get home, we're wanting to do something on the home front and immediately start making ready for our next crusade. People all over the world are dying from lack of salvation and understanding from God. They're just spiritually dying, and they're pleading. And wherever we have an opportunity to meet with them and talk with them, great enthusiasm breaks out, and a great revival begins in their heart. You can't imagine the impact of the ministry as to what it meant to those in Kenya and how it had affected those in Kenya. It was such an amazing thing as to the effects that it had on those in Kenya. And people were very enlightened. They said things that were so outstanding about the meeting and about the message. And I'm certainly looking forward to seeing all of you and sharing some of the things that they did say about the meeting to let you know the hunger of hearts. We should be home within the next day or two if everything goes well. Here in Israel, everything is still in pretty bad shape. There's soldiers all over the area, everywhere, and even down in down in the area of Jericho, all the way down there, numbers and numbers of military men, and I could tell that they were very uneasy. I talked with some of them and told them that we were praying for them, and it seemed to be a real consolation to them. I think Sister Betty wants to say something to you. Okay, she's pressing me because we've got to leave right away. They're waiting on us. So I won't get to talk to you but just a very few minutes, but if everything goes well, Sister Betty said, we'll probably see you tomorrow evening. Maybe about 4:30 we'll come into Atlanta. So then, remember to pray for us, and everybody do what you can. And if you're not stirred for God, let me encourage you to stir yourself up in the Lord. May God bless you, and we'll see you when we get home.